Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is Monday, July 22nd, 2019. How are you? Welcome. Good evening. I'm Dave, and welcome to Let's Have a Chat. And because it's Monday, we're going to talk about sports and leadership, or leadership and sports. Leadership and sports. So, good evening. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope everyone rested, relaxed, recreated, spent some time with the family, hung out, did things. And if you didn't, well, that's on you. That is strictly on you, nobody else. So, moving on. So, it's Monday in sports and leadership, and that's what we talk about. And today, a little bit of everything was going on in sports, but not a whole lot of nothing. I think the biggest news, one of the big news, was, what's the name, Cristiano Ronaldo out of Portugal. There's no charges going to be filed against him, so who knew? So, it's ripped from the headlines. There we go. Anyway, moving on. So, now we've got... as it says in the notes here or over here, depends on where you're looking. I don't think they do the notes up there. But anyway, so we've got Tim Duncan, former San Antonio Spurs legendary NBA basketball player. He retired. Kudos to him. I think I've got one of his basketball cards signed, so I'll need to pull that out. But he's now a coach. He'll be coaching for the San Antonio Spurs, so he's come home. So it's kind of like full circle. So the question is, as a player, can you go back and be a coach? Can you go back and lead? Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can. One, because you have the knowledge. That's if you took the time to understand the game and master the game. And in this case, he did. Two, you have the wisdom. Well, he's, without a doubt, his past performance does show that he's got it. Hopefully it retained it. And now, obviously, understand this, and I say this all the time, especially when you're investing money, past performance is not an indicator of future outcome or future results. So that means just because the stock was booming doesn't mean that it's going to keep returning, and usually it doesn't. So it's one of those realities in life. So folks, there's your financial 5 seconds. There we go. Your financial 5 seconds for today is be careful. Don't ride the wave. Right before it becomes a wave, and then and only then is how you really make the money, because if everybody else is in on it, you're already too late. It is that simple. So back to Tim Duncan being a coach. Yes, you can, if you can apply all of that and you can say, okay, I can contribute to the team, I can deliver for the team, not just because I have a name or because I've been associated with this team. And the same thing with individuals when they leave an organization. They don't always say, okay, well, I can come back because I was here, or I can fulfill the shoes, I can take this position because I've been here before. And it's not always the case, but there are times that yes, they can, because again, you've got a proven track record, you've hustled, you grinded, you know what it takes to hustle and grind, you've delivered when you were there, now can you deliver as a coach? And in this case, I truly do believe that Tim Duncan will be an excellent addition to the San Antonio Spurs, because again, they need a little help, they need a little motivation, and if they can't deliver, well, you know, it's on Tim, because again, you know, they bought into his hype. They bought into what he was bringing to the table, to the company buffet. And this fly is going to get the best of me. I guarantee it. Yeah, it is. But what he brings to the company buffet, and everybody's going to bite. If it's good, he sticks around. If it's great, guess what? They got rings. They're bringing rings. They're bringing the title back to San Antonio. And I don't understand this. It wasn't here before. All of a sudden, it just shows up. So let's see what they do. Basketball season is about to kick off here in a couple of, it just ended. So that means they have like a 3-week break before they start the new season. No, it's a little bit further down the road, but they're going to start doing those camps if they haven't already. And they're going to start doing the organized team activities and so on and so on. So let's see what happens. We're going to keep monitoring the situation. But before I leave, just definitely want to say that as long as you can prove yourself, I don't see why you cannot go back as someone else, as a different position. I mean, obviously you're going to be yourself, but you come back in a different position, a much higher position. Now, if you had issues with individuals in an organization, and there's usually not a big turnaround outside of NBA or any professional sport. So, you know, you're gone for 5 years, you can pretty much count that management and the operations and everything has changed. But if you're in a business where turnover is frowned upon, well, you're going to have some trouble, because especially if you didn't have any respect, if there was no respect for you, you had issues with people, especially people in management positions, leadership positions, or people that were, well, the gatekeepers, then obviously there's going to be issues, there's going to be concerns. But still, you can work through it. Again, what you brought to the table before, if they liked it and you left under normal, you know, decent circumstances, then there should be no problem coming back. However, if you left under questionable circumstances, be prepared to be questioned and be prepared for the answer. Now, that being said, folks, my name is Dave Gehr. It's Monday night, and I wish you a great evening. I will talk to you tomorrow when we talk about leadership in the news. Leadership in the news, and there's definitely going to be some tomorrow. So until then, have a good one. Have a good evening. I will talk to you then.